Israel has a history of sharp political satire, and the latest in those annals is Eretz Nehederet, or Wonderful Country, launched in 2003 on Friday nights. A combination of Saturday Night Live and The Daily Show, it's the nation's leading water cooler program and its primary source of fake news, not shrinking from satirical takes on past assassinations as of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin or future ones of, say, Ariel Sharon. Already the show has been threatened by at least one angry terrorist. Perhaps that was inevitable for a wonderful country. I was joined in Tel Aviv this week by three of its writers, Omri Marcus, Avi Ettinger, and Asaf Weiser. You guys focus on satirizing the news on the program. That's your principal beat. You have a prime minister who's incapacitated. You have Hamas elevated to the leadership of the Palestinian Authority. I mean, did you wake up that day and go, wow, this is great? Or did you go, geez, how am I supposed to deal with this stuff?
I can say first of for myself that in those two events that you've mentioned, the first thing I thought about was where my country is going, and the second was, oh my God, it's hilarious for both of them. No, maybe not for both of them, because with the prime minister, you know, it took us a little time to understand what is the condition and what is going on. But the Hamas taking the leadership of the occupied territories, the first thing was maybe a bit of fear, but as I said, the second thing we thought about was that's an excellent material for satire.
Sharon was, it was a tricky situation because the whole country was depressed for about 10 days when he wasn't sure if he was going to die or if he was going to come out of it. So we made a show and we decided not to laugh about the prime minister himself, but about to mock the media coverage of everything, because we had like 48 hours newscasts, and every 5 minutes they'd update the situation on Sharon. And just the same guy, the same doctor, would come out and say that nothing's changed, and he would look rumpled already. So
the news update was the rerun of the last new update.
Avi, tell me how you dealt with Hamas.
Well, there's this guy, number two in Hamas, who looks like a carrot top, but he has an orange beard, which it's artificial. He dyes it. And so we like made him like he's a sort of clubber type, like he's going, Hamas is going into different directions, they're going into house music.
Excuse me, but I find it hard to believe that Hamas has changed its ways overnight.
Not Hamas, Ham House. Here's a flyer for the party.
But Mahmoud, this flyer calls for the execution of collaborators.
Oh, that's leftover from before. Flip it over.
Ah, I see. The party's Thursday at 9.
I think we are most of the time quite surprised from the impact that there is for the show. Number two in the Hamas with the carrot beer was interviewed after the show about the situation in the Middle East, and most of the interview he decided to speak about his character and wonderful country and how it insulted him and how it's not okay to do it and no one asked for his permission. And suddenly he sounded like some strange guy that care more about his way of appearance in wonderful country than about the occupation of the West Bank.
Is there any item on the program, anywhere on the program, whether or not you guys wrote it yourselves, that you think went a little over the top?
Okay, about a year ago, they decided to make a musical about the Yitzhak Rabin, including the assassination, I think. I didn't see it. And a lot of people thought, this is, it's sick. Why do you want to make a musical? I mean, no. So the first gag that opened this third season was a musical about Rabin's assassin, Yigal Amir.
10 years have passed. Where were you on the day that changed the country? Where will you be in a week?
The One Who Shot. A major production brought to you by Amir's family, the Nationalistic Theater, and 20% of the citizens of Israel. Come and see the life story of the hero who redeemed Israel.
That was very controversial. A lot of viewers were saying, "Whoa, that's."
But when you saw it on TV, did you think it was funny?
It was hilarious.
He says quietly and confidently.
didn't you a year ago or so have a kind of Ariel Sharon death watch? Yeah. What was that about?
I think the atmosphere was that there were segments in the Israeli public that thought it was legitimate to assassinate Sharon. And since we've already had one assassination, we were like, preparing for the next one. That was the sketch.
What does it do to humor when you become so important that you have the ability to increase the profile of a candidate?
I think it's on the contrary. I think we can only decrease the popularity of a candidate. We cannot increase anything like that.
But Amri, I've been told that it's a real compliment to be made fun of on the program. An Israeli government official told me that.
Yeah, it's like the coronation process for a public figure.
But you don't find that that kind of power a little paralyzing when it comes to making jokes, or does it just make you drunk with power?
It's not paralyzing, but I believe that in everything in life, with power comes responsibility. You can't...
Are you Spider-Man now? With power comes responsibility? Go on.
Yeah, exactly like Spider-Man. Many times we can hurt people with jokes. Do they deserve it in any way? You have to ask yourself this question, I think. That's what I mean talking about responsibility.
I don't think, if you try to think of it consciously, it'll paralyze you. I think you shouldn't block yourself and you should just write anything that comes to mind. And then there's an editor, that's his job, to say, no, we can't really say this on the show.
I think there are so many blood, sweat and tears involved in writing a joke that all the stuff of message and responsibility, if we have a good joke, we'll tell it. Yeah. We don't care.
All right. Asaf Beiser, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Amri Marcus, thanks to you.
Thank you, T.
And Avi Ettinger, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
These are the three writers who write the weekly updates for the program Eretz Nehederet, Wonderful Country.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.